Hello, everybody. My name is Sang Hee-shin, and I am from South Korea, not from North Korea, so I'm a very peaceful person. And then it's my great pleasure and a great honor to introduce my toy called Mago 3D. So I have a question to you. How many of you have heard about Mago 3D? Please raise your hands. One person, two, three, four. Wow, so many. Great. So today I'm talking about the current state of Mago 3D. Actually, Mago is a goddess of earth in Korean old myth. So this is Mago. This is all the paintings. So actually, I would like to talk about the history. Actually, this project is open source project and funded by Korean government and started in 2014. And at the time, the target of this project was developing a live 3D geo platform. But Korean government want to integrate building information modeling and the 3D GIS on a single platform. So they pushed us to integrate the building information model and the 3D GIS in your web browser. So in 2017, when we released the first version of Mago 3D, it was a GeoBeam platform. That means we can integrate the building information modeling, IFC, on top of the 3D GIS. And then the last year, we launched the Open Indo Map site. That is a kind of Dropbox-style website. You can upload your IFC file, CTGML file, IndoGML file to the web page, and then that system automatically visualize your files through the web. And this July, just 1 month ago, our colleagues released the version 2. So we are currently seeing the explosion of many data, location, so point cloud, realistic meshes, semantic model, volumetric data, live data, visualization, simulation. So there are lots of things we should do. So one of our main goal of Mago 3D is that visualize almost all the things, object and phenomena on a single platform. That is our ultimate goal. So this is the bottleneck. So we are talking about many data from the beginning of this event. There are CAD data, CTGML data, but nobody talk about how we can integrate all the things and how can manage, handle, and visualize all this kind of heterogeneous data in a single platform. That's why we are currently developing a Mago 3D, this kind of things. So this is 3D-based and purely web-based and purely open-source-based. So we are trying to visualize massive and very large and very complex data, like CAD data, BIM data on your web browser. Also, we try to integrate the indoor space and the outdoor space seamlessly. Eventually, we would like to pursue the digital twin platform that integrates almost all the information on our Earth in our web browsers. So this is logical architecture of Mago 3D here. We make use of many existing open source projects, PostGIS, GeoServer, and also we make use of Web Worldwind, or sometimes we make use of Cesium, whatever. And then the three core parts are like this. Actually, we developed the Mago 3D.js, that is a rendering engine, on top of Cesium, or on top of Web Worldwind, on top of VTS. That might be possible. So we can plug in our rendering engine on top of the existing WebGL globe, and we can extend their features to the another level. Also, we devised a new format called F4D. So we can take IFC, 3D Studio, LiDAR data, OBJ, Collada, CTGML, IndoGML, this kind of things, and then we'll convert it to our own format called F4D. The specification of F4D is open to the public in our web browsers. And there is a content management system at the heart of Mago 3D. This is the overall system components. As you see, almost all the components we use, we are currently using are open source. And then this is a core part of the Mago 3D. This is left side is F4D, right side is Mago 3D.js, a kind of JavaScript to enhance the visualizations and the rendering qualities and so on. So in terms of Mago 3D, it runs on top of existing WebGL globe, like Cesium, Web Worldwind, or if you have another kind of WebGL globe, we can easily plug in our Mago 3D.js, and then we can extend their existing features. Let's talk about the F4D, that is a newly divided format, just like 3D tiles. If you would like to visualize very large and very complex data through the web, there will be three problems. There are lots of verticals, vertices and triangles. So we need to reduce the network traffic first, and also we need to increase the rendering speed at the same time. Why? Because we need to service our data through the web. The solution is very simple. At first, we need to reduce the file size. Second, we need to build multiple level of details. And then the next one is we need to pre-process data for increasing the speed. So this is technical issues. This is one of the well-known methods how to reduce the file size. Actually, we are handling the artificial object, the CAD, IFC, 3D GIS data. So there are lots of duplicated objects. So we can reduce duplicated objects just into one, like left side. But this is called the model reference method. And another method, we divide is NSM, net surface mesh. As I already mentioned, we are currently handling the artificial object like a CAD, beam, IFC, 3D GIS files. So if we fly the virtual laser scanner around the object, and then if we adjust the resolution of the point collecting point, the course, and then we can get some low level of details files, and then the resolution is very intense, and then we can get very fine level of details files. So this is the case of how we use net surface mesh. Right side is the real data from Seoul's metropolitan government. So you can see the many triangles and vertices, and then if you apply the net surface mesh, we can create the multiple levels of LODs by doing this. So another one we introduce is the so-called visibility index. We don't need to render the object behind the wall. If we can't see any object behind the wall, we don't need to request that object, and then we don't need to render that object. So in case if we are here, the only object we can request is just red blocks, and then as a result of that kind of visibility index, we can reduce the network traffic, and we can reduce the occlusion curling time, and we can increase the rendering speed. So as a result of our implementation, Mago 3D runs on any device using HTML5 web browsers, because Mago 3.js runs on top of the Cesium and Web Worldwind. So also we successfully integrated the building information modeling and the 3D GIS on your web browser here. This is real data from Korean government. So you can see the outside of the building through the window, and right side, you can see the inside of the building through the window. And the MEP means the mechanics and the electrics and the plumbing. The file size is very huge and very complex. But with our Mago 3D, we can visualize these kind of things. Also, left side is a chemical plant. So honestly, recently my company is focusing on the plant area, shipbuilding area, manufacturing companies. They have lots of CAD data, very large size and very complex data, like left side or like right side. Right side is power generators, but we can display all the things like this. And the CTGML, actually CTGML, indoor GML is a standard from OGC, and this is the case from Singapore government. They produced the CTGML file covering all Singapore cities, and they want to validate and they want to test whether their CTGML file is valid or not. So we got this kind of data from Singapore government, and we convert the CTGML data to our F4D and put all the things to our web browser, our web server, and they tested all the things like this. Point cloud, yeah. Also, we successfully integrate the WPS, web processing service, from OGC. So if you would like to have analytic functions, and then if there is an analytic server, we can request the analytic functions to the analytic server, and then we can get the response, and then we can display like this, JSON, GML, whatever. We provide various APIs like this, so you can handle object-based one, and then sometimes a block-based one. This is a real case from a Korean shipbuilding companies. Actually, they modeled almost all their shipyard into 3D. Okay. No, I think 9 minutes. Still I have.
My wrong.
Yeah. So they modeled almost all the things in their shipyard like this, and in total, they have 1.2 terabyte 3D files in their systems, and they want service these kind of things through the web, web mobile. So this is the case. As you see, this is the Korean Peninsula. Now you can see the shipyard and the 3D visualizations. Now you can see the ships and the factories and the cranes and other things. Yes, this is similar to the Google Earth. But the difference is that now you can see the real blocks from CAD. So here now you can see the real blocks at the real locations. This is the very large size CAD files and very complex, but we can visualize these things. Also, this kind of information can be linked back to the ERP. And then if you click on the blocks, and then the information of the block will be popped up from the ERP or SCM or whatever. And then that kind of information will be displayed like this. Very pretty. Yes. So this is another case we are currently doing. This is Hyundai Mipo Dongyad. This is another shipbuilding company. So at this time, we employ the so-called constructive solid model, solid geometry. So you can see some of the buildings different from the traditional GIS. So now you can see the factories and also the range of Goliath crane. So you see the range of Goliath crane. Also, if you look into the blocks, you can see the blocks here. Yeah, this is blocks. So every steps in this shipbuilding company, they can see what's going on their shipyard, and then they can examine the information about the blocks and other things. And then 2 months ago, we successfully completed the Seoul Metropolitan Government so-called CITS Command and Control Center. Now Seoul Metropolitan Government wants to deploy self-driving cars all around the Seoul, and they want to track where the car is, where the cars are. So this is the case. Here, so you can see the high definition road maps, and then you can see the lots of point cloud, and then the real cars are driving. So they employed our Mago 3D for their project, and in terms of building information modeling and the 3D GIS integration, here you can see the real case. Actually, Korean government has two research bases in Antarctica, one Sejong and another one is Changbogo, and they built this kind of research base using a building information modeling technologies. So using building information modeling on top of 3D GIS, they manage facilities and other things like this. So their database in Antarctica and the headquarters are synced through the satellite communication. And then the headquarters can know what's going on in Antarctica, and then the Antarctica staffs can request their help to the headquarters guy very quickly. This is an open indoor map project. You can upload your city GML, you can upload your indoor GML, IFC file to this website, and then this website converted that format to the F4D and will service the data through your web. Yeah, this is, you can see the indoor GML and the city GML, and this is a project with the Japanese research institute called AIST. So to integrate the outdoor space and indoor space, the quality of indoor mapping is quite realistic. It's really stunning. Yes, this is a Japanese technology. Wow. And this is point cloud integration. I do not want to mention about this. It's a very common technology. And finally, we want to integrate the this kind of phenomena information, real-time information, along with object. So you can see the 3D object, and then you can see the wind field here. So this data is coming from the Korean Meteorological Agency, and we converted that, and then we put that wind direction information on top of the object. So currently we are involved in the railway project, the IFC file, building information modeling file from railway is totally different from building. It's very long, the size is quite big, so it was a really challenging project, but we are currently doing very well, and you can see the length of this building information modeling is more around 2 kilometers. And then you can see the station information, at the same time bridges and posts and their lines. This is just one file. It's very hard to visualize almost all the things, but we are currently doing well, and I expect next year we can show real case to you. So future of Mago 3D, actually we are, anybody heard about the Alive format? This is a proprietary format from Aviva Marine. This is a UK-based CAD company, and their CAD is widely used in the shipbuilding industry. So we are trying to pass the Alive format, and we will service the kind of format to the web using our Mago 3D. Also, many of our clients always complain about why do you support only IFC? I have Levify. Actually, Autodesk Levit is almost the de facto standard in building information modeling industry. So we are currently developing a Autodesk Levit plugin. So our clients don't need to convert their Levit data to IFC. Just click on our plugin, and then they will convert the Levit file into our F4D, and then we can easily service Levit files through the web. Also, Mago Earth is being developed. Mago Earth is our version of the Cesium or Web WorldWind. So something is changing around our ecosystems. As you know, this March, NASA announced that they will suspend the development of WorldWind. And a couple of weeks ago, they said that they will resume the development of NASA WorldWind, but their future is unclear. Cesium is as well. Cesium actually got a huge investment money from venture capital, around $5 million. It's a huge money. Now, Cesium is not, in my opinion, the future of Cesium is unclear. So we have another alternative. That's why we are currently developing Mago Earth. And then, this is a summary of Mago 3D. So we can integrate the building information modeling and the 3D GIS and web-based. And then we are quite good at visualizing very complex and very large size objects, such as CAD, building information modeling, and other things. And this is a purely open source project, and then we support the industry standard, and then in your web browsers, you can rotate and move and adjust the heading of your 3D objects. So in future, I would like to have this kind of Mago 3D features. Finally, this is my last slide. Yeah, all the source codes are there, so please visit there, please download there, please learn there, please test there. Downside of our project is that I'm Korean and not so good at English, so many of our materials are in Korean, in Japanese, and partly in English. So I'm here to invite all of you to translate our Koreans into your language, Romania, French, Spanish, and Czech as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Do we have any questions?
Hi. First, thank you very much for the presentation. You mentioned that the project started with funding from the Korean government.
Yep.
Are there any other institutions or organization involved?
No, actually, this project is solely funded by Korean government. Yeah, no institutions, no other organizations are involved in this project.
Are you open for more government,
yes,
for more organizations to get involved, or because it's part of the government, there's some kind of fencing around your project?
No, the mandate of this project is it should be open sourced. It should be open sourced. So if my company does not open our source code to the public, and then they will punish us.
The question is more meant for governments of the project or funding and other developments.
Yeah.
If it wouldn't contradict stuff asked by the Korean government. I think I'm trying to get more organization involved, and I want to make sure we're not going into politics around that.
I don't think so. If any other foreign organizations want to involve in this kind of project, Korean government will welcome. I'm sure, because they are trying to fund the next phase of this project. Actually, this project will be ended this year, end of this year, but the outcome of this project was so nice, so Korean officials are very happy with this result, and they are trying to fund more money. Yeah. So next year, we can discuss the kind of things with other organizations from foreign countries, I think. Yeah.
Any other questions?
Building a new 3D globe is quite an undertaking. Considering that there are so many options available, could you speak more about like what drove that decision?
The main reason we will try to develop our own WebGL globe is that the WebGL globe, the future of WebGL globe from our open source community is very unclear, because we usually use Cesium, at the same time Web WorldWind, but the future of Web WorldWind is still unclear, because if there is no money putting in the Web WorldWind, maybe NASA will quit the project. And then, as I already mentioned, the Cesium got the huge invest money from the venture capitals, but that means that the future of Cesium.js will depends on the venture capital's decision. So that's why I asked the question to the Mellowin team, because their company was sold to the Hexagon. So I'm just worried about the future of the open source project and the policies. Yeah. So we need to have another alternatives.
Thank you. Any other questions? Anyone? I guess that's it. Thank you very much.